Well, the debate might be the last chance for President Trump and challenger Joe Biden to command the collective attention of swing state voters who will decide the election. By the second debate in mid-October, many of them will have already cast their ballots through early voting. Natasha Kurecki, national correspondent at Politico, says it's why both campaigns have long had tonight marked on their calendars. She's got a preview of the prep work. Natasha, what did you look at?
You know, we looked at the fact that obviously this is the first debate, so of three, and that puts a little more weight on it. It's widely anticipated. This is the first time that a lot of Americans are truly tuning in to both candidates. And this is the first time that a lot of people will see Joe Biden, you know, in action. He's not been as visible as Trump. He's not has had as many rallies and so forth. He's also done less TV, and he's not doing, you know, White House briefings per se. So it will be, you know, highly anticipated for that reason.
What do you think each camp is trying to get out of this debate?
Well, I think for Biden, I think it is mainly to offer a stark contrast to Trump, and that is to try to personify, you know, a future president who can bring calm. And, you know, that is what he's going to try to get across. You know, Trump represents chaos. Trump represents, you know, he'll say he's inept because of where we are right now with COVID. You know, imagine a country where a president believes in science. Imagine a country where a president is not divisive when there is rioting on the streets and asks everyone to calm down. He's going to do things like that. He's going to portray Trump as, you know, this leader of the chaotic, divisive country, and Biden is going to attempt to show that he is the person who can bring calm and bring people together. Now, what Trump is going to try to do is portray Biden as someone who has to answer to the radical left.
Is there a risk of underestimating Mr. Biden?
Well, that's a huge risk, and a lot of Republicans and even Trump's own camp have acknowledged that perhaps they went in a little too hard on saying that Biden, you know, is senile, he has some kind of cognitive deficiency. He's teleprompter dependent. I mean, that's been their messaging for months and months and months. And now they're realizing that, oh, wait, if Biden actually does well in this debate, everyone's going to say, what are you talking about? So you've seen in the last couple of weeks, you've seen some messaging changes. You've seen Trump say things like, oh, well, if he does well, it's because he's on drugs. They're giving him some kind of performance-enhancing drugs. So if I, you know, am viewed as losing the debate, it's because of that. And you see more messaging from Republicans saying, you know, look at what Biden's done in the past. He is a good debater. You know, we expect great things from him. So it's a difficult one. They kind of dug this trap for Biden, and then they possibly fell into it. But we'll see. We'll see how they both end up performing.
We're speaking with Natasha Kurecki, national correspondent at Politico. Her piece is called "Why the Debate is So Crucial for Trump and Biden." Take us behind the scenes a little bit on who's on the debate teams for each candidate, helping each one practice.
Sure. So with Trump, we've seen some Chris Christie help there and some of his top aides. It's interesting because Trump he's very unorthodox in this manner. He does not have a lot of patience for it. He doesn't want to sit down and do a formal debate prep. But you have Bill Stepien, the new campaign manager, who has been far more disciplined than what we've seen in the past with Trump. He's very involved. On the Biden side, we have, you know, he's had a very tight-knit group of advisors who've been with him throughout this. And, you know, you have Mike Donilon, who's a longtime Biden advisor, Anita Dunn, and, you know, of course, Ron Klain, who perhaps is one of the best-known operatives out there with Biden. And he's sort of the guru behind the scenes of a lot of different efforts, but the, you know, debate prep is one of the big ones, and we'll see how they both end up performing.
Thanks, Natasha. Natasha Kurecki, national correspondent at Politico.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter @ThisMorningShow, like us on Facebook, or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.